WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Veterans Day observed around the nation. Here at the parade in New York City at Arlington National Cemetery, it was a more solemn ceremony. And that's where President Biden, on the final Veterans Day of his term, said,
"It's been the greatest honor of my life to lead you, to serve you, to care for you, to defend you, just as you defended us generation after generation after generation."
He'll host President-elect Trump Wednesday at the White House. He continues to plan for his second term, announcing that he will make his former ICE chief Tom Homan his border czar. Multiple sources tell ABC he's expected to name longtime advisor Stephen Miller, an immigration hardliner, the deputy chief of staff for policy. Crews in Southern California reporting progress on the Ventura County wildfires. Fires still burning in New York and New Jersey. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin residents generally voted to approve the vast number of school referendums on the ballot last week. In total, 120 school districts across the state turned to their community for additional funding, with 138 total referendum questions. Of the 138 questions, 108 were approved by voters in 92 of the 120 districts. Over a quarter of the school districts in Wisconsin went to referendum this year, which education officials say is proof that the state's public schools are being underfunded. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is again reminding residents to use local firewood this fall to help curb the spread of invasive species. According to DNR officials, moving untreated firewood to different areas is one of the most common ways invasive species like the spongy moth and emerald ash borer are spread. To combat that spread, the DNR has implemented a state spongy moth quarantine, prohibiting the movement of firewood to counties on Wisconsin's western border and banning firewood from more than 10 miles away in state parks. The Duluth Police Department has announced an arrest in connection to a string of home invasions last week. According to law enforcement authorities, 58-year-old Jeffrey Montana Undahl was arrested on Thursday afternoon after a third home invasion in as many days on Wednesday night. He was taken to the St. Louis County Jail and charged with multiple counts of burglary, assault, threats of violence, and kidnapping. Law enforcement authorities thanked residents in the neighborhood for their cooperation and vigilance during the investigation. The city of Ashland has removed a number of homeless camps from the Lakeshore area. According to city officials, at least five camps were cleaned out last week amid local complaints about safety from residents. Some residents told city officials that there were as many as 25 of the homeless camps in the area. The camps that were removed were on city property, and officials got permission to remove one that was on private property as well. Only one of the camps was occupied at the time, and the cleanups were focused on trash, not personal belongings. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Another win for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team with a decisive 87-56 victory over the Appalachian State Mountaineers. Wisconsin's Stephen Crowell with 17 points and 4 assists in 28 minutes of play.
Yeah, no, my teammates did a great job of finding me in transition a couple times. Saw a couple go in, and then playing some bigger bodies helped a little bit. Some guys my own size, and then not facing the double team obviously gives you a little bit more of an opportunity. So I think those three things combined helped.
The Badgers now 3-0. They'll have a few days rest before they host number 10th ranked Arizona Friday night. NBA, the Bucks had a 17-point lead in the first half, then let it slip away in the third quarter, losing at home to the Celtics 113-107. The Bucks are now 2-8. How can they turn it around?
Well, we just got to dig ourselves out of this hole. We created it, all of us, me, them, together. I have no doubt we will, but it's not one night. We have to play ourselves out of this hole.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We've got a cold front dropping through the state today that's whipping our winds up feisty, gusting around 40 miles per hour. With partly cloudy skies and crashing temps throughout the afternoon, we've got to slap at least a 5 to 10 degree wind chill on top of the cooler air. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 44 degrees.
They've been rocking audiences for decades. It's Foghat. Performing live November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells.
I just night.
With special guest, The Empty Pockets. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster. Legendary rock band Foghat. Live in concert November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Must be 21 to attend concert.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel joins us now to make our popcorn pick of the week. Hey, Mike.
When I was a kid in the 70s, there was no Walmart. There was no right. Sears was everything, from our tools to all our back-to-school clothes, everything else. Right?
Pants, stereos, kitchen appliances. Do you have pantyhose? Yeah, they're right next to power tools on the second floor. It's like you really could get everything there.
Everything.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we're all about Madison as I welcome comedian Johnny Beaner back to the show, and then WMDX morning show radio legends John Peterson and Gordy Young join the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock on this Monday, November 11th, 2024. A great day to be a Wisconsinite, and also Veterans Day. For those watching on the stream on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter X, whatever you want to call it, you see the American flag behind my right shoulder in honor of all the men and women who have and continue to serve. Thank a vet today for all the freedoms we have. Thank a vet. And we thank all those veterans listening across Civic Media today.
And for those of you who may be wanting to display an American flag, Todd has his in the correct place. It is always on its own right.
Correct. Yep. So think about it. And this is a big controversy.
Is it?
Well, I'm being a bit facetious, but in political campaigns, of which I was a part of an array and many, people would always want to put the flag to the speaker's left.
But that's not how it works. Like, as somebody who is an Eagle Scout, who's in Boy Scouts and has done a lot of flag ceremonies, it is always on its own right. As you're walking it up, right, you're on the right, and then you cross over with the American flag in front so that it is always ahead for the audience, and then put it on its own right.
Whether you realize it or not, you have stumbled onto, I believe, one of the quintessential explanations of this election. You know something and find it to be very simple to understand because you were informed about flag etiquette as an Eagle Scout. That is opportunity you had, that you took, that you learned. You're an informed person. So it's second nature to you where an American flag should be during any sort of presentation.
Right.
Many people never had that.
Never
went to Eagle Scout, never went to Boy Scouts, didn't have that knowledge, and therefore they're apt to display the flag wrong. Does that make them a terrible person?
I would say no, unless I say, hey, by the way, it's supposed to be like this, and then they start freaking out. If they say, are you sure about that? Like, if they, I'm not saying if they question. I'm saying if they start flipping out
but
at me.
I'm actually being serious about this. I'm not, you know, Joe Biden, as Dana Carvey and Joe Biden would say, I'm not joking around. But I actually believe you just stumbled onto something. It's a great analogy, in part, not the whole answer, but in part, for what happened on Tuesday, that people who had access to and chose to take the opportunity to listen to truthful, factual news and information, for them, the choice was very easy. And I think in time will be proven correct. I think there's going to be a lot of pain in proving that.
Yeah, probably.
But are correct. There are a lot of folks who did not have the opportunity or did not take the opportunity to receive information and therefore voted in one way. There was a story over the weekend of a Latino guy who has undocumented parents, voted for Trump, and did not find out about the mass deportation platform until the day after the election and is now freaking out. And so I'm being totally serious. I think that was really well said, that to you, flag etiquette is very simple because you have that knowledge.
For other people, they just didn't get it. And so again, as we look at this election, for people who didn't get the correct information or accurate information, truthful information, and they voted a certain way, we'll see, right? We'll see. As I said, we got past the mess around on Tuesday, and now we're in the find out part. And that's going to be in the days, months, and perhaps years to come. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. I want to finish up on this last subject here, talking about these ramifications of the election and different topics. And then we have a what's worse for you on this Veterans Day. Let's go to Carolyn, who's been very patient, listening in Heartland, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Carolyn, thanks for holding on. What did you want to say?
Hi. First of all, I wondered how many ceremonies Trump was at today. But anyway,
good point.
I really get irritated when people say that the women and abortion and choice, we have to compromise. I don't think that's something that we should compromise. I think everybody should have the choice. That's all for today.
I appreciate it, Carolyn. No, I appreciate it. And I would agree with Carolyn that for me personally, I think that choice is the right way to go. But I think this is, again, going back to, we're not calling out names on this show again or right now. We had a show earlier this year where an individual called in and had an opinion was, you know, anti-choice, which was Harris's position, and gave a specific example. And the way the law reads, that example is classified as abortion under the law.
Right.
And I think once that person heard that, maybe it didn't change the way they voted, but it made them think. And so again, we're getting into, where are people getting their information? What kind of information that is? And do we have a larger problem here that we've, I don't want to say stumbled upon, but that we need to look at, is how we disseminate information.
And I think that the way that information is disseminated via the internet, where anyone can Google something quickly and find out a truth, whether or not it's the truth, everybody finds themselves a little bit of an expert on a lot of things. I'm not saying that I don't also do this, absolutely, but pregnancy is complicated. Yeah. Turns out growing another human inside of you is difficult. And I mean, no pregnancy is the same, so we can't treat them the same.
Off the text line, Tom in Sauk County says, same is true about tariffs. A lot of people are learning that they, not China, will pay for them. And thanks for you for the text, Tom. I think you brought this up earlier, that one of the most Googled things, either the day of or after the election, two things, actually. I found this out over the weekend. One of the highest Googled things on election day, did Biden drop out?
Which to people like us is crazy to even think about.
Right. But
because we're immersed in it.
Right. And I think this is a difficult lesson for me to learn. I think it's a healthy lesson that, again, I eat, drink, sleep this stuff, information, politics every day. There are a lot of people that just don't. They just don't. So what is it that the collective we, not me, myself, or you, or civic media, but the collective we, if we feel that people aren't getting the information, how do we move forward from this, right? But the texter is right. Now we're going to find out. And if what was said during the campaign holds true on the Trump side, going to see a lot of tariffs on China, foreign-made products, and things like appliances. Building costs are going to go way up. It's going to cost people more, and there's going to be a shortage of those things. But again, we're in the find out stage. Messed around on Tuesday. Find out now.
One thing that could be interesting, can I play a minute clip from something?
What do you got?
So Lost in the Middle, America's Political Orphans, a podcast created by Scott Klug that Todd and I also have done a lot of work on. He had some countdown episodes up to the election, and one was with Justin Robert Young, host of the podcast Politics, 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 and he had a quick take on just how our information infrastructure in America is totally broken down.
Here we go.
Who are the undecided voters? The one thing that we've lost is a central media hub where everybody either read the newspaper, listened to radio, or watched morning or nightly news, right? But there was some kind of a general through line for which there was common truth to be understood, and there was a saturation where everybody either saw it themselves or were told about it. We don't live in that world anymore. Everything is fractured. So if you want to find the undecided voter, I would say find the person for whom there is no political content that gets to them ever. If all you do is go to work, come home, and watch anime, then you're not going to get a lot of dialogue on whether or not Springfield, Ohio has a problem with cats being eaten. I think that they're low information voters, and I don't mean that in the pejorative that they are stupid or not educated. I just don't think that they get a lot of political news, and we'll see if the noise gets so loud that some of it seeps through.
Wow. I forgot about that cut. Tell folks again who that was.
That was Justin Robert Young of Politics, 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 also the one who designed The Contender, one of our past board games.
Yeah, that's right. A Lost in the Middle, a podcast and a broadcast with Scott Klug on Saturdays here on Civic Media. I think he's right. I hesitate on this, but I talked to people over the weekend, a couple of people that I deeply respect, who they weren't going down the conspiracy theory rabbit hole, but they're just like they were aware of it and had some really cogent questions about it. And I want to take this one off of YouTube here. I guess Maria says, "What I find amazing, you're acting as though Trump's win was honest."
Do the words rigged or stolen mean anything to you?
They do. And just like the 2020 race was not rigged or stolen, neither was the 2024 race. And like I say, I'm trying to be understanding that people are very emotionally hurt by this, by some people, by Trump's win. Again, there is no connection to the internet in Wisconsin. And I think there are like two municipalities in the entire country that have some sort of internet access. Everybody else, there's no direct connection to the internet, to voting machines. Just aren't. Elon Musk didn't steal the election. Nothing was stored in a Starlink satellite. Megan Wolf, a renowned person that we have talked about by a bipartisan panel on this show. There were no abnormalities. There was one case in Milwaukee where a door on a counting machine was accidentally left ajar. It was still sealed. Ron Johnson went down there with his entourage and looked at it and walked away and said, nope, they were rescanned correctly. And people want to, well, you know, there are 15 million or so, whatever it ends up being, fewer votes. Yeah, that's true. Some people, Latinos to some degree, women, white women. There were people that voted last time for Biden that voted for Trump this time, as hard as that is for some people to understand. And also there were people that stayed home. Dearborn, Michigan, very Arab centered area of Michigan. Trump won that first time in like 20 years. Republican had won Dearborn, Michigan. There are a lot of people with strong feelings on Gaza and Palestine who's decided not to vote. And that showed up. People voted third party, didn't vote, stayed home, which of course is their right. But if you think now that that's going to be good for Palestine or Gaza, you are delusional. People messed around on Tuesday. And now they're going to find out. Back with more of the Todd Hallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Stuart J. Waddles. I've been into like pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut?
I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay me.
Let's redirect here because this could go bad.
Yeah, this guy, I think it already has.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Veterans Day 2024, November 11th, a Monday, 21 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Zommer's on the board. All ball behind the mic. Glad to have you along with us. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Robert, listening down in beautiful West Dallas on WAUK. Robert, what say you?
Hi, Todd. I think the analysis in that last clip was kind of wrong. I'm sick of, when people vote alternative to the way we think they should, the automatic assumption is it's low information. I really don't think that's what happened here. I think
I'll let you go on, but I just want to make sure that we're clear that he was not saying low information in terms of, their intelligence or anything. They're just saying that there are people out there that are receiving no information or non-factual information, but go ahead.
No, definitely. I understand that that's the case, but I don't think everyone should be painted with the same brush. I mean, the same thing, I was flipping through the channels, I was watching, I think it was NBC, and I'm watching a panel with five women talking about what single men think and why they voted the way they did. And what did they call it? The bro vote. And there were all these comments on it. And I just thought if this was a reverse and there were five men sitting around talking about women in that manner with no representation of a woman, people would be infuriated, you know? And I think there's a few things in society. One, I think there's a pushback against DEI. We've seen it ruin the movies. We've seen it ruin networks like Vice, where it was a multi-billion-dollar company, got run into the ground. And the other thing is with younger people, you know, with younger men and younger female, they really don't interact the way that men and women used to interact. I mean, they almost avoid each other to the point where some of these young men, I mean, they're going their own way. They're not even engaging with women. Or I guess it's a passport bro phenomenon. They actually are going overseas because they don't want to deal with Western women and how they behave. And then I guess
that one I hadn't heard of.
Final comment.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean the final comment I would make is, and no one wants to talk about it, white women don't support women when it comes to these high offices. We saw it in 2016 with Hillary, where 52% voted for Trump. And last time I looked at the numbers, it was about 52% again. I mean, so part of me wonders if Harris was a white woman, which she got more support, there might be something there, maybe not. Mm. But, you know, if women want to see a woman president in their lifetime, they need to come out and vote for her. And I got some flack on this because people said, well, what about white men? Yeah. White men have not voted Democrat since Ronald Reagan. That's not going to change overnight. But if you get 3 to 5% more white women, you win the election.
I appreciate the call, Robert. Thank you very much. I think it's good for us to be careful, at least me and my show, that I don't want to point a finger at any one group or person, or because I think it's much more nuanced than that.
yes, did women not come out in the numbers that the Harris campaign had hoped for? Yes. Was there a, as Reed Galen put it, from the Lincoln Project, a sausage fest at the ballot box, meaning lots more men, younger men, came out to vote than what was anticipated? Yes. It seems, the data seems to bear that out. And it wasn't just white men. Black men and Latino men came out in higher numbers than anticipated for Trump. And young white men, 20 to 30-year-old men, are one of the hardest groups to get to the polls. And yet they came. So what is it? What in part, is it the echo chambers? Is they're listening to podcasts like Joe Rogan and Barstool Sports and Pat McAfee and all these things? And again, so many of these shows are not overtly political, right? I mean, Joe Rogan doesn't come on. I don't listen to a lot of Joe Rogan, but he doesn't come on every single day and just talk about politics.
No, the thing Joe Rogan does is he goes on, and no matter who he's talking to, he's just like, whoa, that's blowing my mind, right? And then just takes it as fact.
Right. And also, whether listeners of this program agree or not, there's a certain segment of listeners and viewers that find that entertaining. And so I think it's this combination of entertainment, of not always talking about politics, the over-the-top part, as Zomer says, and also basically admitting, look, I'm not a journalist. I'm not here to check facts.
Right.
And but people listening to that take it as fact. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. John in Milwaukee, all listening on WAUK. Thanks, John, for calling in. Let's see.
I just had a point I'd like to express.
Sure.
And you were getting to it a little bit earlier, where you were hearing people that were talking about deportation or things of that nature that didn't realize. I listened to like Morning Joe in the morning, and
yep,
they're all coming out as to what the Democrats did wrong. And I'm not saying they're faultless.
Yep.
But I look at the issue is that we had 11 million people that didn't vote, and I don't know what issues those 11 million people, but I think they have the ability to look at 2020 and versus 2024 and find those people. And that they should ask these people why they didn't vote. And not all of them are going to answer, of course.
Right.
But that's a true sampling in what went wrong.
Right.
You know, and, you know, I didn't vote for Trump. I'd be happy to admit that I was wrong if there's no deportation or if there's no, you pick the issue that he ran on.
Sure.
If he doesn't sign a national abortion ban, I mean, if he doesn't do any of those things, then I was wrong. I was too far into the weeds, you know, type
right.
of thing.
Right.
But people aren't getting their news from television any longer. They're getting from social media, which is just false. I mean,
right.
I talked to people. I asked a group of friends, I said, What are you going to do when tariffs hit? He goes, doesn't affect me. I said, how does it not affect you? He said, it only matters if you buy it. I mean, just idiotic answers, you know.
That's a new one.
I mean, but that's the the social education that we have today, because people are not getting it from a verified source. You have to be honest if you're licensed by the FTC. You don't have to be licensed if you're on the internet.
Yeah, that's a great point, John. Really appreciate the phone call, John, down there in Milwaukee. Yeah, it's where what you listen to, where you get your news, where you get your information. It's a great point. And I'm going to keep saying it for a while. And don't take my lack of rage as just submission. It's like I say, people messed around on Tuesday, decided for whatever reason, weren't going to vote for the first black woman for president. Now they're going to find out. Back after this on Civic Media.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. In the wake of last week's election, black students across the country have reported receiving racist texts, including at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. According to University of Wisconsin police officials, the texts referencing slavery were sent out nationwide on Thursday. Law enforcement authorities do not believe there is a genuine threat to anyone, but federal officials are investigating the incident and local authorities are asking any students who received the text or feel threatened to contact the University of Wisconsin Police Department for support. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced the state will receive a portion of the nearly $1.4 billion opioid settlement with the grocery chain Kroger. According to Attorney General Call, Wisconsin will receive nearly $21 million for opioid abatement with payments beginning next year. In total, the state is expected to receive nearly $800 million from various opioid-related settlements. As part of the settlement, Kroger also agreed that its pharmacies will need to monitor and report on suspicious activity with opioid prescriptions. Law enforcement authorities are still working to determine a motive after five people were found dead in an apparent murder-suicide in Duluth. According to authorities, 46-year-old Anthony Nephew shot and killed his previous partner, Aaron Abramson, and their 15-year-old son, Jacob, as well as his wife, Catherine, and 7-year-old son, Oliver. Nephew was found dead with an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. While a full investigation into Nephew's motive is underway, law enforcement authorities say he had displayed a pattern of mental health issues. Volunteers at Chum in Duluth are beginning to prepare Thanksgiving boxes for area residents in need this season. According to officials from the organization, non-perishable food items were packed into more than 300 Thanksgiving boxes to be passed out to local families, along with turkeys and pumpkin pies. The organization has been preparing the Thanksgiving boxes for over a decade thanks to dedicated volunteers. The boxes will be handed out closer to Thanksgiving so local families can fully enjoy the holiday. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Gladiator 2 is just a couple weeks away from hitting theaters. According to director Ridley Scott, Joaquin Phoenix almost quit the first Gladiator. The 86-year-old director says Phoenix got cold feet and told Scott he had to leave the project. It took a Gladiator-type effort from fellow castmate Russell Crowe, who told Phoenix he was being terribly unprofessional. At the end of the day, it was Scott who talked the actor into staying on the film. Gladiator 2 does not have Joaquin Phoenix or Russell Crowe, but is directed by Scott and opens November 22nd. The sixth Pirates of the Caribbean film is in development. Good Lord. Producer Jerry Bruckheimer says production on the film will start in late 2025, but the cast has not yet been assembled. Johnny Depp is a maybe, but Keira Knightley says that she will not take part unless it's the final film of the franchise. Fingers crossed. The film does not have a title yet. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We've got a cold front dropping through the state today that's whipping our winds up feisty, gusting around 40 miles per hour. With partly cloudy skies and crashing temps throughout the afternoon, we've got to slap at least a 5 to 10 degree wind chill on top of the cooler air. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 44 degrees.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. heroicdeed.com.
The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently in one of the classes I was teaching saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santel. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, it's not all doom and gloom. Jody Habish-Sinikin, Wisconsin's 8th Senate District. She won. Plus, Harvey K. will talk about what happened and what comes next. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Pursuing seeking truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network on this 11th of November, 2024, Monday, 34 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Happy Veterans Day. We thank all of our great men and women of the armed forces who have served, who have done everything for us to give us this freedom in our country. And we thank you. Celebrating Veterans Day here on this Monday. Just in, by the way, maybe this has been out there for a while, but just released, at least to me, Wisconsin Badgers football team. Once again, in prime time this Saturday, under the lights at Camp Randall, as they welcome the number one team in the country, the undefeated Oregon Ducks will be at home for Wisconsin. Kickoff time, 6 p.m. I'm sorry, pregame is 6. Kickoff at 6:30 on NBC. And yes, the peacock. There you go.
I want to see you peacock. Your peacock.
I wish they would play that song on the NBC Saturday night thing.
It would make it better.
It would. Sorry about that. Still got the sinuses. By the way, there's a lot of RSVPEN or the virus thing. Lots of people now, some hospitals are once again requiring people wear masks. Lots of respiratory, not so much COVID, although I think that's part of it, but lots of respiratory illness right now. And I'm wondering if on that statewide tour, I got a respiratory illness.
I hope not.
I hope so. I mean, I'm breathing fine. Don't worry. Not that many people are. But it's the, I don't know, I'm still a little congested, the voice, but I'll be fine. First world problems for Todd. All right. So the Badgers play. You can hear that game on the Civic Media app. Download it for free. WRCE in Richland Center and other Civic Media stations as well. Again, Badgers will kick off at 6:30 on Saturday night in prime time. You can hear the radio pregame show on the Badger Radio Network at 4:30. Time once again for What's Worse.
The choice is yours. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that.
Time once again for What's Worse. No prize money involved. No text to win. I got nothing for you in terms of material prizes. Only your chance to let your opinion be heard on statewide radio across the Civic Media Network and also around the world on the Civic Media app. All right. So here's a little explainer. Before we give you the actual what's worse, we covered this story last week. Headline in the Wisconsin State Journal, Babcock Dairy recalling orange custard chocolate chip and peanut butter ice cream. So what happened, and I love Babcock Hall ice cream, and they're great folks there. They do a great job, but look, we're all human. Somebody inadvertently put labels on a container that had orange custard chocolate chip, which by the way, might be my favorite of everything they make. So it's orange custard chocolate chip in the, whatever you want to call it, the can, the container. But the label said chocolate peanut butter ice cream. And the issue is some people have a real allergy to eggs. And so the fear was, well, if people ate it, I mean, but if you take the lid off, orange custard chocolate chip is orange and chocolate peanut butter is brown or tan. But still, for health and legal purposes, they said we don't want anybody eating custard when they think they're eating ice cream and get sick. So they recalled it. That was a problem in labeling, all right, last week. Well, here now, a story making news today, Associated Press headline, Mattel, the toy maker, says it, quote, deeply regrets, unquote, the misprint on Wicked Doll packaging that links it to a porn site. I'm not making this up. Toy giant Mattel says it deeply regrets an error on the packaging of its Wicked movie-themed dolls, which mistakenly links toy buyers to a pornographic website. The error gained attention on social media over the weekend, where numerous users shared photos of the URL printed on the back of the box for a special edition doll,
which features characters from the movie adaptation of the Broadway show Wicked, set to hit theaters later this month. Instead of linking to Universal Pictures' official WickedMovie.com page, the website listed leads to an adult film site that requires customers to be over 18 to enter. Now, I ask you, Zomers, is this really a mistake, or is this intentional to get it out here so that people like me are saying to media for free, hey, by the way, there's a new Wicked movie coming out next week.
And a new Barbie's for it.
Right.
You know, I don't know. And the news article I'm looking at doesn't have the link. See, the thing... No, let me explain.
Zomers is like, missed it again.
I want to see if the URL is at least close. Like, right. Or is it just completely wrong? Because if it's at least close, I could get it. But if the URL is like to a completely unaffiliated website, then come on. Like, somebody really messed up or did it on purpose.
Zomers offering to take matters into his own hands and to do the research himself to find out whether or not this is, in fact, a porn website in the Mattel doll box. I appreciate it. Yes, that's it. So here's the, now, after all that buildup, here's the question. What's worse, that Mattel mixed up packaging sending kids to a porn site, or Bascom Ice Cream mixing up labels on said ice cream? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, that Mattel mixed up packaging sending kids to a porn site, or that Babcock Hall Ice Cream mixed up labels on their packaging?
This is a pretty good one.
855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. 4842, because it's very nuanced, right?
And it's two mislabelings.
It's two mislabelings. You have two labels that have gone bad. What's worse, the doll one that sends kids to a porn site, or Babcock Hall Ice Cream that says it's ice cream when it's really custard?
The other thing,
855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app, Zomers.
There's also, both have warnings, because you said right. The website requires you to be 18.
Right.
That, to me, says there's some kind of pop-up when you click on it.
I bet there is.
Some kind of pop-up that says, are you 18?
Oh, I see.
And with the ice cream, you open it up and see, wow, this is orange. So, like, both right. have a way to stop you from getting to what
And your average well-informed person, but if we've learned anything this week, not everybody is well-informed. So you never know. What's worse, that Mattel, the toy maker, mixed up packaging on their new Wicked dolls, sending kids to a porn site, or Babcock Hall Ice Cream mixing up labels between ice cream and custard? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. 4842. Let's go to WRCE in Richland Center. The Whizzler. What do you got? What's worse?
Well, I would say that kids aren't going to die from the porn site, but mixed up in the labeling with the eggs and the peanuts, that might have some life handling effect.
Yeah. So,
That's a very astute take. Absolutely. Nobody's going to.
That's what I got to say. I'm also a veteran, too, Doc.
Oh, are you? Well, congratulations. What branch you served in?
I am in the Army from 71 through 74.
Hey.
Vietnam era.
Hey, thank you so much for your service. Really, really appreciate you and all your fellow vets on this day. Thank you for everything you've done for this country.
Hey, have a great day, Todd.
All right, thank you so much. Whizzler there in the RC on WRCE. I thought that was a great nuanced take. Nobody's dying from going to a porn site, but you could die if you're allergic to eggs.
Absolutely.
What's worse?
That's where I'm at as well.
Well, that Mattel, what's worse? Mattel mixing up packaging, sending kids to a porn site, or Babcock Hall Ice Cream mixing up labels between custard and ice cream? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Cam, listening on WISS in Appleton, says, I feel like the Wicked mix-up is a result of them using AI to generate the packaging text. Make me packaging text, or like you'd say this to AI, make me packaging text with the Wicked movie site on the package. and the AI doesn't know about the movie it has knowledge of or cuts off the date. So Wicked Porn movie. So he thinks that it's more,
that would make
the
sense.
Wicked Porn movies is worse.
Or, well, he's just saying there's an explanation for it, that it, like, mislabeling, I'm sure, of the ice cream was done by hand. This could have been a result of using AI to shortcut work that really should have been done manually. We also had another caller who agrees that the allergies are the big problem here.
Dude, did you check out that porn site? Dude, it was wicked.
Wicked.
In this case, it was. It was. Dial up a little popular from Wicked. Because that's what this is doing, by the way. This movie coming out, which I've seen the show, the live musical Wicked. I've seen it right across the street at Overture. Great, great show if you've never seen it. But I'm very nervous about the movie adaptation because I think it's going to be too much CGI. And I'm very nervous about it.
Yeah, me too. With remakes like this, yeah. I never get excited before they come out. I look at it and I say, you know what? Whenever the movie comes out and people review it,
right,
then we'll decide if it's worth my time.
What's worse, the toy company Mattel mixing up packaging on dolls, which sends kids to a porn site, or Babcock Hall Ice Cream here in Madison mixing up labels between ice cream and custard? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or text us on the Civic Media app. Scott, listening on WMDX here in Madison, says this combination could work ice cream in porn. I mean, maybe Babcock now has a new flavor. Wicked.
Maybe they can hit up Joe Gao and work something out.
I hear he's looking for work.
I mean, already is combining his sexy cooking or whatever it's called.
I think it's more than just sexy cooking.
Well, that's what the show is called, if I remember correctly. Or sexy, happy cooking, I think. That's what it is.
One of our listeners combining both of these stories. What's worse, Mattel mixing up sending kids to a porn site on a doll from a doll box, or Babcock Hall Ice Cream mixing up labels between custard and ice cream. One of our texters says, does the porn site feature a star named Babcock? If so, that's worse.
That's a good point. Again, I'll have to find an article.
I love this one, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I think this is a really great one. Because, it's two mislabelings.
Right.
Drastically two different.
Real things. Yeah. And there's no – and depending upon your point of view, right, what's worse? That Mattel mixed up packaging on sending kids to a porn site, or Babcock Hall Ice Cream mixing up labels on ice cream between custard and ice cream.
Yeah, I agree. It's definitely the custard and ice cream because somebody, if they're colorblind, maybe could die.
Llama listening on Madison, WMDX says, yeah, that's a hard choice. Wicked porn or frozen ice cream.
Like to choose which one to go for?
Let it go. Da, da,
da, da. Oh, no. We don't need to get frozen into this, too.
Well, frozen ice cream. I'm sure they have, like, novelty treats, right?
From
the snowman guy or whatever.
But we don't need to combine those topics further.
Right, we don't need to combine them any further. What's worse, Mattel mixing up packaging, sending kids to porn site, or Babcock Hall Ice Cream mixing up labels?
I like what Jim and Appleton says. Yeah. What's worse? The ice cream label is worse because of the allergy problems. But the porn movie is by far funnier.
Yes.
That's where I'm at as well.
And look, like somebody said earlier, nobody's going to get killed because of the porn thing. And as Zomer said, you got to check the box if you're 18 even to get into it. But he has volunteered and he'll report back how bad it really is. He'll check it out for us.
I just want to see if it does have that because the article makes it sound like there's a barrier. And I hope there is.
I hope there is.
I'll do it on the company Wi-Fi.
Oh my goodness gracious. Well, you know what? This is all done. This has made Wicked all the much more popular.
Indeed it has.
Stay tuned. We'll wrap it up after this on the All Balls Show.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend. And my last name is Schwabba and I'm an actual Schwabba. So there you go.
No, what is a Schwabba? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Don from Milwaukee.
I enjoy your show right now at a time like this. You are great therapy for me. I don't know what I'd do without you guys.
We enjoy you as well. That's the importance of Civic Media and this platform. And Sandy and I take this seriously. We're going to continue to do whatever it is we can to make sure that people like you continue to get your voices heard.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air.
Welcome back to the Title Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC or CBS News Radio, depending upon which great station across the state of Wisconsin you are listening to. And then a little sports, a little weather for you. And get ready, get set, let's go. It is the Maggie Dawn Show right after that. And I believe I heard correctly, Jim Santel, the always wonderful former U.S. attorney, Jim Santel, will be filling the guest chair today. So
yes,
tune in
so.
And join Jim right after us. And then Dominic Selvia on from 4 until 6. And Pete Schwabba from 6 until 8. He was saying that about his that promo this morning. I like that, where he's making fun of his own name. I'm a Schwabba, does he say?
Yeah, he says he has John Legend on the show. He had him on last week.
That's a big get.
It was very cool. Yeah. It was a great interview, by the way. You should go to civicmedia.us/shows, navigate to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. I believe it was at the beginning of the second hour on last week, Monday. Either way, you'll find it
right.
If you just look for John Legend. But he said, John Legend, great to have you on the program. You know, we actually have something in common. Your last name is Legend, and you're an actual legend. And my last name is Schwabba, and I'm an actual Schwabba.
and Legend said, what is a Schwabba?
He's like, well, I'm a work in progress. I'll let you know when I figure it out.
Great show every night from 6 until 8 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And, of course, it's Rick Smith after that and our friend Robert Pilot with Native Roots Radio. So a great day of events all in all here in the Civic Media Radio Network. I appreciate everybody that called in today. I thought it was a good, thoughtful show. We wanted more of this moving forward, dialogue. Listening to one another, and as we say, have a little fun along the way. Coming up tomorrow, our old friend and colleague Luke Mathers is going to be here talking about tangents, Tuesday tangents with Lukester. And I'm not sure he'll find anything, but he may have something to grind his gears.
Perhaps. I think there's plenty grinding everybody's gears right now.
There's a lot grinding a lot of gears right now. So Luke will be along tomorrow, then on Wednesday, Trigvi Olsen returns from the Lincoln Project, and coming up on Friday, Brady Ewing is going to make a return appearance here, a former NFL player and also Badger captain of the Badger football team, three-time Big Ten champion, Brady Ewing. And this will be great. It's timely, timely indeed, as Mike Lucas is fond of saying, because, of course, the Badgers take on Oregon here in Camp Randall under the lights 6:30 kickoff time. You can hear it here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And I'm very, very nervous, Somers, because they were off this week. Of course, they got creamed last week. The Badgers did in Iowa. They're off this week. Somehow they managed not to lose the bye week. And then I think they're going to get creamed against Oregon at home. Then they have to go to Nebraska, which has gotten a lot better, and it's at Nebraska. They could lose that one, and then they would have to come home and win the Axe game at Camp Randall on Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, against the evil PJ Flexters of Minnesota in order to just qualify, get six wins to qualify for a bowl game. I don't mean to put any negativity out there. I'm just saying, as a person who has seen a few games this year, I'm more than nervous for the next four games for this team.
It's a long shot.
And meanwhile, Indiana is getting it done 10-0. First time ever for the Indiana Hoosiers. They've gone 10-0. They beat, you know, a depleted Michigan team, but nonetheless, it was Michigan, and they took them on. I think they've got Ohio State this week, and that's where the rubber's going to meet the road. I think that Ohio State will win. I do not think it's going to be, you know, an embarrassing blowout. But we'll see.
I hope so. I don't know.
I've been wrong before, as it turns out.
Haven't we all? By the way, I over the break, I did a little bit of research. I managed to find the link on the Barbie box.
Yes! He has found the link on the Barbie box. Did you pull it up?
I did pull it up, and it does have a little pop-up like, hey, confirm you're 18 before it shows you anything. So, you know, both have warnings. The smell and color of the ice cream and the pop-up being like, hey, get out of here if you are a child on the website. So, but also, the website link, if you look at what it says, it's pretty obviously has nothing to do with Barbies. So whoever put it on there is an idiot.
Well, that, I think that raises,
or it's intentional.
That raises a question. Our friend Jay Matt Nair joined me this morning on Pat's show. And I think she brought this up, that who the heck is in charge of like quality control and review for Mattel to allow a code to be put on there that links people to a porn site?
Or for Bath and Body Works to let the Klandel be released. Right.
These are things where you just scratch your head and say, corporate America, what the heck is going on? All right, Thomas, we've come to another show. As Craig Ferguson is fond of saying, what did we learn?
Well, we learned that companies need to stop downsizing if it means sacrificing any semblance of quality control.
Yes, that good point, right? That maybe labor, hiring good labor and unions has a purpose after all, protecting kids from porn.
And maybe if you treat your employees well, I still think that the Klandel, which, for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, Bath & Body Works released a candle. Looks like it has KKK hoods on it. Anyway, yes, I
so.
Still think it was deliberate by employees to get back
really?
At supervisors. That's my guess, because there's no way that nobody saw that and thought, this looks like KKK hoods. So I think people were like, our bosses aren't doing any quality checks. Let's push this by and see if it gets them in trouble.
Well, could be right about that.
That's completely baseless, but that's what I think.
we'll see about that. I learned today that it was great to hear from a couple of our America's veterans.
Yes.
And particularly, I mean, our one a Vietnam veteran and particularly veterans in that war were never, well, I shouldn't say never, but I years later, they tried to make it up. But so many of our veterans came back from that war and through no fault of their own, simply by serving their country, they were shunned and spit on and some things like that. Yeah. So I'm glad that now those Vietnam vets are getting thanks they so richly deserve for serving their country. Serving the Constitution, not a person, a country. So thank you to all the veterans out there today. We appreciate you, we love you, and we salute you. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn, guest host Jim Santel is next. We'll see you right back here tomorrow. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Keep banging on, and your day will come. Keep banging on your drum.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Maggie Dawn.
Next, Jim Santel, former U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin, is in the host chair for The Maggie Dawn Show.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jeannie from Eau Claire.
I am thankful for Civic Media, the on-air talent, the technicians, the producers, the news staff, and especially Mr. Sage Wild. It's a very, very sad, shocking day for me, yeah. But I still have hope because I have hope in you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, bye. Jeannie. You give us hope. Appreciate you listening.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.